The consequence of Miss Glossop's amorous advances was to incense Mr. Little considerably.
Why? It wasn't my fault, was it? I can't help it if I'm irresistible, can I?
Hardly, sir.
Always been the same, as far as I'm concerned. With women, can't think why.
A mystery, sir.
Flies round a jam party.
Speaking of jam, sir, the first person you met on your covert arrival at Totley Towers was Mr. Cyrus Budge.
The third?
Yes, sir.
Junior?
Yes, sir.
Son of Cyrus Budge III, Senior, biggest jam manufacturer in the United States. Beg his pardon, biggest jelly manufacturer, rather.
The selfsame, sir.
Good grief. There's a chap to avoid.
Mr. Budge declared a newly acquired and deeply felt attraction towards Miss Bassett.
A rival for Gussie.
Currently posing as Mr. Wooster.
Currently posing as Mr. Wooster for Madeline's hand. Luckily, I was posing as Mr. Finknottle.
Unfortunately, sir, during the course of your conversation with Mr. Budge, you inadvertently let slip that your name was Bertram Wooster.
Good Lord, did I? Then Budge must have thought there were two Woosters wandering round the place.
Not yet, sir. That particular chicken had yet to come home to roost. In the meantime, you had business with Miss Bing.
Yes, stiffy, quite. Where was she?
In the maze, sir.
Yes, that would figure.
The reason for her advertisement in the Times had transpired was in order to attract your attention.
In that she succeeded. But to what end, pray?
Miss Bing declared herself to be in love with the Reverend Mr. Pinker.
Stinker? The one-man tornado? How splendid. Serve them both right.
However, Sir Watkin did not share Miss Bing's enthusiasm for Mr. Pinker. He considered him unsuitable, clumsily destructive, and more important, penniless.
He had a point.
Sir Watkin had therefore declared Mr. Pinker an unsuitable match for his ward.
I see. Coming the heavy guardian, was he?
Miss Bing was therefore determined to recruit your involvement in a scheme she had been hatching.
Scheme? What sort of scheme?
She was reluctant to impart the details to you until the Reverend Mr. Pinker arrived on the evening train, sir.
And I agreed to help her?
Miss Bing was very persuasive.
As she can be.
And moreover, she threatened to draw Sir Watkin's attention to the Times advertisement if you did not cooperate.
Well, that wouldn't have bothered me. I was currently known as Augustus Finknottle. To most people, anyway.
But I will remind you that the real Mr. Finknottle was currently Mr. Wooster. And if Sir Watkin discovered that Mr. Wooster was pursuing his daughter Madeline whilst simultaneously becoming engaged to Miss Bing...
Oh, Lord. This plot is thicker than Mulligatawny, Jeeves. How on earth did I get drawn into this?
As I say, sir, Miss Bing can be very persuasive.